strange, but I want the old book back.
What's the problem? He changed a bit, but I think it was for the better.
You have no idea. He's making me mad. Do you know what he did? He threw out all my lipsticks and cosmetics. Not to mention the other stuff.
What other stuff?
You know, the really other stuff.
Lori, you?
Well, you know.
Lena, I've got to talk to you.
I'm busy. So, what are you up to?
I found something in the latest issue of Vanity Fair. They've set up a psychiatric helpline for desperate furries.
Vanity Fair?
Yep.
But Lori, do you really want to call the hotline of a magazine that portrays furries like you and me as perverted nutcases who watch sleazy artwork and make out with their plushies?
Yes. Well, I thought, you know, let's face it, Brooke actually is, or rather was, a perverted nutcase who,
Come on. You should know that these kind of hotlines are just tricks to rip off clueless people. You don't expect to get real help from a bogus telephone helpline, do you?
Lionel, I need to talk to you now, immediately, pronto!
What the heck is wrong?
I was just cleaning up your room, and guess what I found under your bed? I demand an explanation. This is so disgusting.
What are you doing under my bed?
As long as I'm living here, this is going to be a decent household. And you'll go blind from doing this too often.
This goes too far. Lori, call this hotline.
True love can wait.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Turn on the speaker so I can listen.
Welcome to the Vanity Fair Psychiatric Helpline. If you are obsessive compulsive, please press 1 repeatedly. If you are suffering from severe anxiety, please ask someone else to press 2. If you have multiple personalities, please press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid delusional, we know who you are and what you want. Just stay on the line so we can trace the call.
I knew it.
If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a little voice in your head will tell you which number to press.
Oh,
if you've got Alzheimer's disease, just forget about it. If you have problems with a desperately misguided theory, press 9.
That's us, press 9.
Okay.
This call will cost you $50 a minute. Please hold the line. Please hold the line.
It's your phone, isn't it?
Yes, it's mine.
Please hold the line. This is the psychiatric helpline for desperate furries. Please state the nature of your problem.
Yes, please. You've got to help me. I'm really desperate.
Picture yourself near a stream. Birds are singing in the crisp, cool mountain air. Nothing can bother you here. No one knows the secret place. You are in total seclusion from a place called the world. The soothing sound of a gentle waterfall fills the air with a cascade of serenity. The water is clear. You can easily see the head of the person you're pushing underwater. Well, now, feeling better?
No. Well, we've got some form of mental illness here.
1 out of 4 people is suffering from some form of mental illness. Check 3 friends. If they are okay, then it is you.
But doctor, I get the feeling that you don't give a damn about anything I say.
So what?
Look, we're really desperate. We got a big problem with a friend.
A friend? Is he furry?
Yeah.
Has he shown any sudden change of behavior?
Sure.
Is he either a ferret or another form of mustelid?
Yes, that's him.
Is he 21 years old and wears shoe size 5.5?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry, ma'am. In this case, I can't help you.
Oh. Oh, please, have a heart. We really need your help. Please, oh, please. We need your help, really, really.
Ma'am, please. Stop, no, well, all right, I'm not officially allowed to do this, but okay, well, please hold the line.
What's happening now?
I don't know.